Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You got to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Straight to the people. I've asked the question, City A, City B. I gave you St. Louis, a God-fearing Midwestern town like us. They spend, they win every year. They're entering their second bad season. Fans are irate, columnists, radio hosts, the like. Owner, GM, manager, Earth. They're pissed. Here, you never win. You don't spend. Your GM basically flouts his intelligence in your face. Oh, you want Babe Ruth? I give you Matt Vierling.
Bruh.
We don't hit. We're not entertaining. We are wasting the best month of pitching, maybe in a decade of Tiger baseball. And you can't bring yourself to set any standard. Why?
Because this organization is the masters of illusion. Instead of talking about this, they have people to talk about their City Connect jerseys. And they had a big unveiling. And they had all the media down there.
Yeah,
and,
but hey, why does that media never have our back as fans? Why does the media never back fans with actual commentary on this team blows? This offense sucks.
Because
they don't spend.
Heaven forbid, you won't get access. And it's the dumbest thing because you will get access. Here's the funny thing about it. The owner or the manager, or they'll actually respect you more because they know, you know what? You actually know what you're talking about.
Hey, here's an idea. Who cares about their respect? That don't pay your mortgage. That's your audience does.
Fair.
Let's go to the people.
I'm saying normally the people who actually say something are like, you know what? You're not like everybody else. You actually know what you're talking about. I may disagree with you.
I've watched three games the last 5 days, and they have wasted three incredible pitching performances because of this Moneyball garbage.
Right. But instead, what we got was City Connect jerseys. Okay, I'm how dare you not like these? Like, guys, that's no.
I can't. I know. Your words are upsetting me, even if they're not your words.
Okay.
They're upsetting me. David, go ahead, and then I'm going to the caller.
I was just
going
to say, get to the caller.
Social media.
I was going to just get to the caller. That's all.
Going to Mike. I'm going to ignore that remark. Mike, you're batting leadoff today. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, fellas. Happy Tuesday. But I called you guys before the baseball season started. I said 79 wins. You guys went, whoa. I said the hitting stinks. And like you said, Mike, the last four games, we should have won three of them. And what you said about Torkelson is 100% real. He's playing himself out of baseball. And Scott Harris, I hate to say it, is not Bob Quinn all over. He's the smartest man in the room. This team is lucky to win 72 games this year. They're going to lose to Cleveland tonight, lose tomorrow, and everything's going to be fine. They're going to play Houston, and the wheels are going to fall off, guys. And everything is all peaches and cream. Well, I'm pissed off. I tell some of my friends, they're like, well, you don't know what you're talking about. This team's going to be good. This team hasn't been good in 10 years, guys. When is it going to get better? You got an owner that doesn't care, doesn't want to spend money. My opinion, he's selling the team. He's fixing up the ballpark, and he's getting ready to sell.
No, and I'll tell you this.
Not be surprised.
And, Mike, I'll tell you this. If you had a real owner, Javi Baez would be DFA'd, period.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? How about somebody writes that article or does that radio show or puts that on TV? Like, why is Javi Baez here? Let's just ask the question. I mean, if we have so many good young players either at major league level or right behind them, then why the hell is this corpse here?
Brother, I said that at the beginning of the year, and people told me, you got to wait at least until June.
I tried to be fair.
Right, but I was like, coming out of spring training, but he had one hit or two hits the entire spring. Like, he is what he is. It's like he's not a young guy. I'm more willing to wait on the Colt Keiths, on this Torx, because you're young and maybe it could. Javi, I know what you are. You had a horrible spring. You don't bring much to this team.
Well,
I don't
need
you. You can go.
Look, the Vierlings and the McKinstries and the Ibanezes and the catcher duo. These are not young pieces. These are not good players. These aren't development. The development lies with Riley Green, Spencer Torkelson, and then who? Cole Keith? Fine. Well, here's the deal. He's the only player in baseball whose OPS is sub 400.
Parker Meadows, you just shipped down.
Right. So okay.
You could have filled that car up and sent two more players with him. But you don't have anybody that you could bring up in their place.
No.
So we're stuck with 4A players.
Because you did nothing this offseason. All I wanted was multiple veteran bats.
Right, but then you gave everybody an excuse. Well, if I bring in the veteran bats, it's going to block the young guys.
Block who?
How about, or the young guys would stay down in Toledo, get better, so that when the veterans' contracts are up or they become trade bait, you can then move them up later on in the season.
Mm.
But when you did this lineup, you pretty much told everybody, this year doesn't count. But this year should count, because this year you could actually win your division.
They could.
Your division's not that difficult.
The pitching is good enough.
It is.
Go to Jerry 97.1. Hi, Jer. How you doing?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Not too bad. How are you doing, Mike?
I'm pissed. I can't lie to you. It's hard to watch,
no,
Jerry.
I hate hearing you have a bad day like this, man.
It's a good day. It's just this topic is bad.
Yeah, no, I know. And so I'm in my mid-30s. I was a pretty diehard fan back in 06 when we had, you know, Granderson and Casey and all those guys. And then again, obviously, we went to the World Series again in 2013. I was super juiced up for those teams, but it was just so deflating to see us just poop the bed both times we got to the World Series. And it doesn't seem like we've had anything to cheer for the last 10 years. And I don't think it's so much that, like, you know, oh, there's no outrage, right? I just think we're apathetic to the whole thing. Number one, baseball is an old people sport. I mean, we know that. There's not a whole lot of young crowd going to these baseball games. And the young people of today already have the attention span of a goldfish.
Yes.
So unless you're doing something that is just out of this world, hitting bombs every day and throwing no-hitters all the time, like, we're not really going to care that much. And to what you were saying, the owners don't care. The GM doesn't care. So it's really hard for us to get really emotional about something that hasn't changed in a decade. And I really don't see any evidence it's going to change anytime soon. And yeah, now we've got the Lions. So
yeah,
who cares?
No, and Jerry, you know what's Jerry, you know what's really interesting? Let me add a couple things to the mix. So when I say we don't have a standard, it doesn't just apply to the Tigers. There's absolutely no standard for the Pistons. And I hate to break it to you, there's no standard for the Wings. We're about to enter year 6 of the Iser build, and the goal is what? Make playoffs? Like, no. Jerry, what?
Well, I mean, a few years ago, we had no standard for the Lions, right? We were just hoping we didn't go 0-16 every year. And
no,
we had the Tigers who were decent, and the Red Wings who were decent, and the Pistons who were decent, but now all those teams are trash, and now our standards have just shifted. It's not that we don't have them anymore. They're just shifted to something else that we, you know, we can tell cares more about the fan base than those other sports.
You know, Jerry, you touched upon something that David and I had this conversation earlier this morning, that the other seasons have basically become fodder, just something to do until the Lions play again. Because Detroiters...
Right, and like...
Yeah, go ahead.
You said we were going to punt this season away. When was the last time it didn't feel like the Tigers were punting the season? You know what I mean? Like, even when we did have good players, we never actually thought we were going to do anything. I mean, even like you guys were saying, this year the division's super winnable, and 30 games into the season, we're like, all right, well.
Here's what happens. Here's normally what happens. This is a Detroit sports year. Okay, Tigers, can you get us to Lion Spring training? I mean, the Lions training camp. Okay, Lions, can you stay interesting until at least Christmas, and then maybe we pick up the NBA, we pick up hockey. Okay, can you stay interesting until spring training?
You've just described losers.
Right.
Are you happy to say that you're a loser? Because that's what you're talking
about. Oh, I'm not a loser.
Well, that's what you're talking like.
I'm saying that's normally what Detroit fans are, Mike.
So can you're calling keep me fans
happy
losers?
Till
just
this.
Say it.
That's
just,
why.
Just say it.
That's why there's no anger. That's why there's no outrage, because the standards are low. So now you have the Lions. So you're not really caring about these other teams. You just want to back a winner. And the Lions finally stepped up to the plate. We've often said the first team that shows a pulse in this city will own the town. We see now who owns the town.
Yeah. And we see that apparently we're a collection of losers. What is the point? Like, Kenny, what's the point of being a Wings fan if you don't get to chase Stanley Cup? What's the point?
It's about expectations, and this is the year for expectations. This is the offseason for expectations, and guess what? If they don't meet those expectations, I'm going to be real mad about
it. Yeah, because I'll tell you one thing, Kenny. If I go into year 7 of the rebuild and they haven't won a playoff series, it's not a failure.
It's a failure.
Thank you. But wait. We're idiots.
Right.
We're idiots by the Iserbots.
We're not blind fans. We're not the Steve Bots.
You know, are you streaming KHL games at 4 a.m.? No, I have a life.
Right, but Detroiters don't want to call themselves failures. They don't.
Well, that you know what? I have great news for them. The rest of America does. So it really won't hurt. Just look in the mirror and say the words. Look at the Pistons.
I'd rather not.
True.
Please don't make
rather just stare at a dog's ass.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.